Application-oriented college English course.
应用型大学英语综合教程第二册练习册，由上海交通大学电子音像出版社录制出版。
Unit 1 Part 2 Development of 4R Skills Listening Section A Listening Comprehension Task 1 Now listen to a news item and answer question 1. Obama becomes America's first black president in landslide. Barack Obama was elected the nation's first black president on November 4th, in a historic triumph that overcame racial barriers as old as America itself. The son of a black father from Kenya and a white mother from Kansas, the Democratic senator from Illinois sealed his victory by defeating Republican Senator John McCain in a string of wins in hard-fought battleground states, Ohio, Florida, Virginia, and Iowa. Fellow Democrats rode his coattails to larger majorities in both houses of Congress. They defeated incumbent Republicans and won open seats by turn. Obama and his running mate, Senator Joseph Biden of Delaware, will take their oaths of office as President and Vice President on January 20, 2009. As the 44th President, Obama will move into the Oval Office as leader of a country that is almost certainly in recession and fighting two long wars, one in Iraq, the other in Afghanistan.
Now listen to the item again and answer question 2.
Obama becomes America's first black president in landslide. Barack Obama was elected the nation's first black president on November 4th in a historic triumph that overcame racial barriers as old as America itself. The son of a black father from Kenya and a white mother from Kansas, the Democratic senator from Illinois sealed his victory by defeating Republican Senator John McCain in a string of wins in hard-fought battleground states, Ohio, Florida, Virginia, and Iowa. Fellow Democrats rode his coattails to larger majorities in both houses of Congress. They defeated incumbent Republicans and won open seats by turn. Obama and his running mate, Senator Joseph Biden of Delaware, will take their oaths of office as President and Vice President on January 20, 2009. As the 44th president, Obama will move into the Oval Office as leader of a country that is almost certainly in recession and fighting two long wars, one in Iraq, the other in Afghanistan.
Now listen to the item again and answer question 3.
Obama becomes America's first black president in landslide. Barack Obama was elected the nation's first black president on November 4th in a historic triumph that overcame racial barriers as old as America itself. The son of a black father from Kenya and a white mother from Kansas, the Democratic senator from Illinois sealed his victory by defeating Republican Senator John McCain in a string of wins in hard-fought battleground states, Ohio, Florida, Virginia, and Iowa. Fellow Democrats rode his coattails to larger majorities in both houses of Congress. They defeated incumbent Republicans and won open seats by turn. Obama and his running mate, Senator Joseph Biden of Delaware, will take their oaths of office as President and Vice President on January 20, 2009. As the 44th president, Obama will move into the Oval Office as leader of a country that is almost certainly in recession and fighting two long wars, one in Iraq, the other in Afghanistan.
Task 2. Now listen to a news item and also question 4.
United Nations officials say following deliberations in Geneva, they expect wide agreement on a declaration when the Conference on Racism opens on Monday. U.S. officials say the Obama administration has not decided yet whether to attend the conference, saying they still have concerns with the draft document. The meeting is a follow-up to a 2001 conference in Durban, South Africa. The United States and Israel worked out of those talks over an attempt by some participants to link Zionism, the movement to establish a Jewish state in the Holy Land, to racism. Many human rights organizations are urging the United States to participate in the conference. Ian Levine is the program director for the New York-based Human Rights Watch. It would be a grave mistake not to attend the conference. We feel that the document has improved considerably since negotiations first started, and that we actually have a chance now to make the Durban Review Conference into a serious contribution to the international fight against racism. The United States has expressed concerns that the declaration from the racism conference could lead to restrictions on freedom of expression. Many Muslim nations want curbs to free speech to prevent what they say are insults to Islam. Riots erupted across the Muslim world in 2006 after a Danish newspaper published cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad. Levine says it would be very unfortunate if the Obama administration declines to attend.
Now listen to the item again and answer question 5.
United Nations officials say following deliberations in Geneva, they expect wide agreement on a declaration when the Conference on Racism opens on Monday. U.S. officials say the Obama administration has not decided yet whether to attend the conference, saying they still have concerns with the draft document. The meeting is a follow-up to a 2001 conference in Durban, South Africa. The United States and Israel worked out of those talks over an attempt by some participants to link Zionism, the movement to establish a Jewish state in the Holy Land, to racism. Many human rights organizations are urging the United States to participate in the conference. Ian Levine is the program director for the New York-based Human Rights Watch. It would be a grave mistake not to attend the conference. We feel that the document has improved considerably since negotiations first started, and that we actually have a chance now to make the Durban Review Conference into a serious contribution to the international fight against racism. The United States has expressed concerns that the declaration from the racism conference could lead to restrictions on freedom of expression. Many Muslim nations want curbs to free speech to prevent what they say are insults to Islam. Riots erupted across the Muslim world in 2006 after a Danish newspaper published cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad. Levine says it would be very unfortunate if the Obama administration declines to attend.
Now listen to the item again and answer question 6.
United Nations officials say following deliberations in Geneva, they expect wide agreement on a declaration when the Conference on Racism opens on Monday. U.S. officials say the Obama administration has not decided yet whether to attend the conference, saying they still have concerns with the draft document. The meeting is a follow-up to a 2001 conference in Durban, South Africa. The United States and Israel worked out of those talks over an attempt by some participants to link Zionism, the movement to establish a Jewish state in the Holy Land, to racism. Many human rights organizations are urging the United States to participate in the conference. Ian Levine is the program director for the New York-based Human Rights Watch. It would be a grave mistake not to attend the conference. We feel that the document has improved considerably since negotiations first started, and that we actually have a chance now to make the Durban Review Conference into a serious contribution to the international fight against racism. The United States has expressed concerns that the declaration from the racism conference could lead to restrictions on freedom of expression. Many Muslim nations want curbs to free speech to prevent what they say are insults to Islam. Riots erupted across the Muslim world in 2006 after a Danish newspaper published cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad. Levine says it would be very unfortunate if the Obama administration declines to attend.
Task 3. Now listen to a news item and answer question 7. Hu Jintao is calling for confidence. Chinese President Hu Jintao is calling on the world to be confident as it confronts the global economic crisis. Addressing the G20 summit on Thursday, Hu Jintao says the most pressing task is to restore global economic growth and prevent a serious recession. He urged opposition to trade protectionism, saying protectionist actions have notably increased. He expressed the hope that unfair restrictions on the exports of developing countries will ease and trade will increase. Hu Jintao called for effective measures, wider cooperation, rational reforms, and efforts aimed at substantive results.
Now listen to the item again and answer question 8.
Hu Jintao is calling for confidence. Chinese President Hu Jintao is calling on the world to be confident as it confronts the global economic crisis. Addressing the G20 summit on Thursday, Hu Jintao says the most pressing task is to restore global economic growth and prevent a serious recession. He urged opposition to trade protectionism, saying protectionist actions have notably increased. He expressed the hope that unfair restrictions on the exports of developing countries will ease and trade will increase. Hu Jintao called for effective measures, wider cooperation, rational reforms, and efforts aimed at substantive results.
Now listen to the item again and answer question 9.
Hu Jintao is calling for confidence. Chinese President Hu Jintao is calling on the world to be confident as it confronts the global economic crisis. Addressing the G20 summit on Thursday, Hu Jintao says the most pressing task is to restore global economic growth and prevent a serious recession. He urged opposition to trade protectionism, saying protectionist actions have notably increased. He expressed the hope that unfair restrictions on the exports of developing countries will ease and trade will increase. Hu Jintao called for effective measures, wider cooperation, rational reforms, and efforts aimed at substantive results.
Task 4. Now listen to a passage twice and answer questions 10 to 12. Roads surrounding the Metro Park Hotel in Wan Chai District were closed Friday in the middle of the evening rush hour as the government vehicles prepare to transport nearly 300 people from the hotel. Hong Kong health authorities closed off the hotel on May the 1st after a confirmed swine flu case. A Mexican tourist who stayed there. It was the toughest measure taken in Asia to curb the spread of the virus. Dr. York Chow is Hong Kong's health secretary. I believe that most Hong Kong people will feel that we have won the first battle. Able to control the spread of infection from the first index patient, he said. Hong Kong's response has been influenced by its experience with severe acute respiratory syndrome, SARS, 6 years ago, which killed nearly 300 people in the territory. Hotel guests and staff caught in the quarantine initially complained about conditions inside. But as the days passed, guests said the atmosphere became relaxed, and at times festive with restaurants in the area offering free food and drinks. Hong Kong's leader Donald Tan has apologized for the inconvenience. The hotel will be thoroughly disinfected and to remain closed until the health department certifies it does not pose any health risk. The Mexican tourist, who is in stable condition, is the only case of swine flu in Hong Kong so far. But Dr. Chow says the city should not be complacent because the virus continues to spread worldwide. Hong Kong's pandemic alert will remain at its highest, as at least 8 suspected flu cases are still awaiting test results. Mexico has the highest number of deaths and infections of the flu, which is caused by a new strain of the influenza, AH1N1 virus. More than 20 countries have reported cases worldwide. In the Asia-Pacific, cases have been confirmed in South Korea and New Zealand. On Thursday, health ministers and senior officials from East Asia agreed to step up monitoring and prevention efforts against swine flu. Roads surrounding the Metro Park Hotel in Wan Chai District were closed Friday in the middle of the evening rush hour as the government vehicles prepared to transport nearly 300 people from the hotel. Hong Kong health authorities closed off the hotel on May the 1st after a confirmed swine flu case. A Mexican tourist who stayed there. It was the toughest measure taken in Asia to curb the spread of the virus. Dr. York Chow is Hong Kong's health secretary. I believe that most Hong Kong people will feel that we have won the first battle. Able to control the spread of infection from the first index patient, he said. Hong Kong's response has been influenced by its experience with severe acute respiratory syndrome, SARS, 6 years ago, which killed nearly 300 people in the territory. Hotel guests and staff caught in the quarantine initially complained about conditions inside. But as the days passed, guests said the atmosphere became relaxed, and at times festive with restaurants in the area offering free food and drinks. Hong Kong's leader Donald Tan has apologized for the inconvenience. The hotel will be thoroughly disinfected and to remain closed until the health department certifies it does not pose any health risk. The Mexican tourist, who is in stable condition, is the only case of swine flu in Hong Kong so far. But Dr. Chow says the city should not be complacent because the virus continues to spread worldwide. Hong Kong's pandemic alert will remain at its highest, as at least 8 suspected flu cases are still awaiting test results. Mexico has the highest number of deaths and infections of the flu, which is caused by a new strain of the influenza, AH1N1 virus. More than 20 countries have reported cases worldwide. In the Asia-Pacific, cases have been confirmed in South Korea and New Zealand. On Thursday, health ministers and senior officials from East Asia agreed to step up monitoring and prevention efforts against swine flu.
Section B. Listening-based integrated tasks. Task 1. Listening and dictation. The road to happiness is easier than you think. Sign up now to join thousands of others in the I Feel Good Community Challenge. 6 weeks to a happier and more balanced you. iVillage contributor Amy Hendel is the health expert waiting to challenge. Amy, good morning.
Good morning, and there's a lot of happiness on this day.
Yeah, we feel good all the time. Tell us, what is this thing?
This is a 6-week challenge to make women realize that they need to reclaim a little me time. Women are out of balance. They don't realize that they're doing so much for others. They're not taking a little time for themselves.
So, do you think, you know, in a sense of women kind of feel, well, you know, I'm selfish if I am taking time for me. That's time away from family and friends and responsibilities.
We're the natural caretakers. We're the point persons. We're the people that gotta do it 24/7. And yes, I think it has a negative connotation to take me time. We think of the women who do it to a fault, but we are actually being detrimental to our own balance. You know, mental health and well-being depend on having a little happiness in your life.
Okay, so let's focus on the features and tools of the I Feel Good Community Challenge.
Okay.
First of all, a rant board.
Yeah, because it's not good to rant your husband. It's not good to rant your co-workers, your boss, maybe your friend. But you need a place to let it out. We want to distress people. We want them to feel safe complaining, and then get on to the me time.
A peace of mind plan.
This is actually a tool that's on the health aspect of the iVillage website. It's ongoing all the time, but it specifically addresses stress, and it personally tells you how to identify it and get rid of it. It's going to be important in this challenge.
And then you get to the iConnect. I guess that's where everybody comes together.
That's the message board. That's where the community comes together because it's about supporting each other and giving each other ideas on how to do this.
Now, you got down here a daily blog. Is this your blog?
I do a daily blog, and I normally rant or rave about the grave health things going on. But specifically to this challenge, I'll be talking about the daily assignments, my own challenges with it, and how people can creatively get me time.
And then you got coaches. What kind of coaches?
Well, I'm a coach, and there's another coach. We're actually going to be accepting personal me time makeovers where somebody sends in email and we give them 4 or 5 quick tips to carve out the time to realize why they need it and then to creatively find it.
And you've got I Feel Good video.
After this morning on the Today set, maybe. But again, then you're home. Get rid of the chaos, organizational skills. You've got to find me time by being creative about your organization.
You got some assignment tips, so that in other words, carve out me time.
Carve out me time at home and on the job. On the job, the day before, take 10 minutes. Set up your folders, set up your phone list, find out who's gonna need you tomorrow, so there are less surprises. At home, lay out your clothes, lay out the breakfast table, the lunches, even lay out your makeup in order so it can happen quickly. And maybe you'll get more sleep time. Maybe you'll get some exercise on.
And what I guess would be kind of a subset of the me time is find a hobby.
Absolutely. We need to reclaim passion and happiness. Think about what made you happy as a kid. Think about a new direction you want to go, and rethink your life goals. Find quiet time to think about these stuff, and then realize how enhanced your life will be if you have it.
And it's all on the website.
All on the website. And it starts on May the 21st. Sign up now.
Okay, Amy. Thanks so much. The road to happiness is easier than you think. Sign up now to join thousands of others in the I Feel Good Community Challenge. 6 weeks to a happier and more balanced you. iVillage contributor Amy Hendel is the health expert waiting to challenge. Amy, good morning.
Good morning. And there's a lot of happiness on this day.
Yeah, we feel good all the time. Tell us, what is this thing?
This is a 6-week challenge to make women realize that they need to reclaim a little me time. Women are out of balance. They don't realize that they're doing so much for others. They're not taking a little time for themselves.
So do you think, you know, in a sense of women kind of feel, well, you know, I'm selfish if I am taking time for me. That's time away from family and friends and responsibilities.
We're the natural caretakers. We're the point persons. We're the people that gotta do it 24/7. And yes, I think it has a negative connotation to take me time. We think of the women who do it to a fault. But we are actually being detrimental to our own balance, you know. Mental health and well-being depend on having a little happiness in your life.
Okay, so let's focus on the features and tools of the I Feel Good Community Challenge.
Okay.
First of all, a rant board.
Yeah, because it's not good to rant your husband, it's not good to rant your co-workers, your boss, maybe your friend, but you need a place to let it out. We want to distress people. We want them to feel safe complaining and then get on to the me time.
A peace of mind plan.
This is actually a tool that's on the health aspect of the iVillage website. It's ongoing all the time, but it specifically addresses stress and it personally tells you how to identify it and get rid of it. It's going to be important in this challenge.
And then you get to the iConnect. I guess that's where everybody comes together.
That's the message board. That's where the community comes together because it's about supporting each other and giving each other ideas on how to do this.
Now, you got down here a daily blog. Is this your blog?
I do a daily blog. And I normally rant or rave about the grave health things going on. But specifically to this challenge, I'll be talking about the daily assignments, my own challenges with it, and how people can creatively get me time.
And then you got coaches. What kind of coaches?
Well, I'm a coach, and there's another coach. We're actually gonna be accepting personal me time makeovers, where somebody sends in email, and we give them 4 or 5 quick tips to carve out the time to realize why they need it, and then to creatively find it.
And you've got I Feel Good video.
After this morning on the Today set, maybe. But again, then you're home. Get rid of the chaos. Organizational skills. You've got to find me time by being creative about your organization.
You got some assignment tips, so that in other words, carve out me time.
Carve out me time at home and on the job. on the job, the day before, take 10 minutes. Set up your folders, set up your phone list, find out who's gonna need you tomorrow, so there are less surprises. At home, lay out your clothes, lay out the breakfast table, the lunches, even lay out your makeup in order so it can happen quickly. And maybe you'll get more sleep time. Maybe you'll get some exercise on.
And what I guess would be kind of a subset of the me time is find a hobby.
Absolutely. We need to reclaim passion and happiness. Think about what made you happy as a kid. Think about a new direction you want to go, and rethink your life goals. Find quiet time to think about these stuff, and then realize how enhanced your life will be if you have it.
And it's all on the website.
All on the website. And it starts on May the 21st. Sign up now.
Okay, Amy, thanks so much.